change the date.
But the child is the victim. Now, whether it chose to be victim, maybe that's another thing. That's something else. You know, maybe that channel can answer that. But the parent that decides to murder that baby because that parent acted irresponsibly, it is the one who has committed the crime. So no channel, Hatton, nobody can sit here and tell you something that is against the laws and against the very creative source. They cannot tell you if it is against the laws of God, it's against the laws of God. And no amount of spouting off from a Hatton or somebody else is going to make it right. Whether it is a non-forgivable incident is not my problem. That's your problem. And God's. And not that channel's. And therefore, for them to make some statement like that, clue. Pay attention, clue. It's like talking about homosexuals. Do I hate homosexuals? I don't care about homosexuals. In the realms where I come from, it's asexual, really. Also, but I come from a realm of a third being. I'm around ones from a higher existence, politically and socially, than is earth plane. So it's unacceptable. But it is not unacceptable because they hate homosexuals. Or because a man loves a man and may spread disease. The behavior is against nature. It is totally 100 absolute physical behavior. One will tell you, oh, but there's a spiritualness. No, don't tell me that. If it's spiritual godness, you heard the laws in the first place. It says everything of earth plane physical is physical. And therefore it's not spiritual. Love is spiritual. Making love, as you call it, degrades the very word. Because the making of it puts it over here again into absolute physicalness. You don't have to make it. Love is there. Spiritual. Well, then how else are we going to connect the two? Well, so, maybe, my friends, there lies a great secret. Maybe you don't. You outgrow the one into the wholeness of the other, and you don't have a problem with it. That's called spiritual maturity. And you can look around your earth, and you can argue on the basis of anything you want, and you cannot change it. One is physical, the other spiritual. Can they intermingle? Of course, I hope so, because that is the only way you're going to be able to lift yourself out of this physicalness. If the sexual act was created for procreation, it also was created for responsible behavior. Before the fact, to allow man to grow into responsibility for his actions and control of his God strength. And to unlimit all moral worthiness. You don't go and ban something like the, whatever it was, the last temptation of Christ. Use your head. let's get those Christians all stirred up. Oh, let's get our sleeves rolled up and really go to work on them. I mean, if they're really good, their preacher's not going to let them go see it. They might see something and learn something and see the stupidity of it. Instead, we'll ban it, we'll talk it up, and everybody and the puppies will go see it. And the ticket sales will go, and we'll have this controversy going. But all you have to do is use reason. If you are a female, you know better. If you are a male, it must make you scoff, no matter what sort of a sadistic soul you are, a masochist. You're not going to be hanging, bleeding on a cross, thinking about a prostitute. It will be the last thing in your mind. I can guarantee it. So why bother with that kind of trash and drivel? Because it is the thrust upon your society to cause you to question these things. And then what will they tell you? And you have to agree. Well, this is a freedom of speech. Well, hot dog. And if you speak out, you must be against their practicing their own kind of religion. I certainly hope so. The Satan worshippers often take an infant child and strip it of its skin while it is alive. And if the mother objects, they put her on the table and do the same. If you are standing there, do you think you should let that go? Well, I'll tell you, if you want to stay alive to do anything about it, you better keep your mouth shut. But the minute you get out, I don't see how you could live with yourself if you did nothing about it. And those errors created in total ignorance are, of course, instantly forgiven. You knew no better. We're not like the laws of the land that says ignorance is no excuse. Ignorance is every excuse. How could you know different? They know different. That's why they teach you with erroneous books. That's why they vote in that it's all right for a homosexual to teach others to be homosexual. I don't care if they're homosexual and they preach. I don't care. Do you see? But to say equal what? Well, God would bless me. God blesses everybody. It is not according to the law of nature. The creation creates, if they create male and female, it is obviously to procreate, right? You make a pit. And no amount of voting in will make a woman into a man. It takes a surgeon. And then you still haven't done it. You've only created a different illusion. Oh, well, we'll change the hormones and that'll do it. That won't. You've only changed the hormones and created a second illusion. Do I care? No, I don't care. I just tell you, I don't care either what your Bible says. The fact is, that sort of thing, not only did God give you the laws, because God gives laws unto the thinking free will man to utilize them and follow them. All Mother Nature's out there just being. And except for a few instances of reproduction, and believe me, that it isn't even then like you think it is. There is still the two that have to merge to begin the one. It takes two of something. And on your plane, especially for the mammalian species, you've got to have a male and a female. And if they're both carried in one individual being, that's one thing. Now, what do you think the ratio might be? They're telling you homosexuality, gay men, is 10% of your population of men. Well, they just say homosexuals are now 10%. And I say, bullshit. There cannot be. There may be 10% practicing the behavior of. Again, that's their business, but they stand a real risk. Your preference may be male to male, female to female. That's your preference. That has nothing to do with your behavior or responsibility. If you handle your relationship with total responsibility one for the other, so what do you want to have time to say? I'm just telling you that the behavior does not serve the purpose of the male-female. I neither condemn nor condone. I don't have to. It is not my business. I don't want to. Do I think lesser of someone who is homosexual? Absolutely not. I think more of them if they act in an honorable, mature, responsible manner and stop the behavior and treat the relationship in a manner of love and total responsibility. And you can do that with your friend, you see. That's what's wrong with marriage. You don't even like your partner, usually. Become first the friend in love. And then comes the contract. And then whether the union is ever made or not makes no matter. None. Zero. Because the friendship is what it's about. The love, not a physical procedure. And this is where you've been lied to in the worst and most heinous manner. You expect to have to achieve love through physical maneuvers. And the two shall never meet. And yet love birth first can make the behavior beautiful. And handled in total responsibility, fully aware of the responsible consequences of the union, with total sharing and giving, then you have handled this relationship with mature responsibility. If you think, well, I'm going to go to bed and we're going to have this wonderful union and oh, I got pregnant. Well, I can't have it. I can't afford it. It may grow up in poverty. I'll just get rid of it now. You have just created murder, and it doesn't have anything to do at that point with that child. And this is what your world has turned into. Not being able to deal with the consequences of the irrational behavior and the behavior that has been voted in by your democracy. Be it your church democracy. Let's just call a little ecumenical council here. We're all going to sit down and make homosexuality an act thereof. I'm talking of the physical aspect. And again, let's talk about the behavior. As dealing with homosexuals, a homosexual person is more apt to get diseased. And let me tell you why. Even promiscuous heterosexual activity is not as apt to get you in trouble if you adhere to that. In this day and age, I'm telling you, it is really a toss-up. You are gambling with both your lives because you don't know. But usually in that hunt, seek, I'm not comfortable with women, I must be homosexual. I'll go see. I'll go try. You are the target, do you see? Whether or not you are has nothing to do with it. You are the target for extinction. AIDS was set up and given to make sure it spreads. Women are made to receive males. There's great elasticity. The way of copulation of male to male has to be through sodomy most of the time, or oral. This is the behavior that they ask for, equal rights to this behavior. So if that's your bag, go do that. But these orifices are not made for that. And you're going to get excoriation and damage. And if there is an HIV present, it will pass like that. In either orifice. Only surpassed by blood, of which usually there will be, from these kinds of activities, excoriation to either the mouth, the mucosa, or the rectal lining, or the anal sphincter. And at that point, you have direct blood contamination. That would be their choice, wouldn't it? If, in fact, the carrier was like the good book says. Oh, well, just take a condom with you. I never have even heard him say to use it, really. Absolutely worthless for HIV. But be sure. I have heard this one, and I thought it's pretty good. Put it on your own head. And then abstain. These are sensitive subjects. Would God come down and speak of these things? No, he's in me. Do I find it embarrassing? No. I find it embarrassing that it is embarrassing. Because it is so illogical. Maybe I sound like Mr. Spock. That kind of behavior is just absolutely incredibly illogical. Is it wrong? Well, I believe it is against the laws of something. But since I'm not sure what, I think I won't judge. But I can guarantee you, if one who has AIDS then goes and does this with another who has AIDS, be it his wife, it will be transferred. And then if she becomes pregnant, that child is destined to have it. They will say, oh, well, it's negative. No. No, absolutely no way. That child has the same blood supply as that mother, and if she is positive, I don't care what your test says, that baby will be birthed with it. Now, it may not pass up on your test, or it may remain at such a low level after it begins to reproduce its own blood supply. But I can guarantee you unequivocally, once again, according to the laws of nature, a baby is nurtured by its mother's blood supply. That's what the umbilical cord is. It's the same. It will have its own after it is severed. And it is beginning to produce while its little body is working within the fetal womb. and it may come out, fortunately, with a different blood type and possibly be able to overwhelm this thing as it produces on its own. Most of the time, infant deaths are caused by things just such as that, a reaction to the body that cannot handle it. But do you see, through indiscretion of behavior and lack of responsibility for thinking of the possibility out here, I'll just go have a little homosexual fling and see if I like that. Look what you've done. You have acted irresponsibly according to the laws of the creation because you have not considered what happens when you heterosexually fall in love and bear children. And for heaven's sakes, if that is not the purpose of the union, and you go and adopt a child, was that truly responsible behavior when you could have had your own? And this is what is prophetic, is the ignorance. And ones will come in arguing on the basis of the Bible. There is no argument about the laws of creation and nature. Natural for a dog to go and whatever with another dog? Well, they usually have a little more discretion until man tampers with them. In the wild, they certainly have a lot of discretion. But you're not an animal. Not in that sense. You were given free will choice, remember? Therefore, when you equate yourself to the lower animals created for your benefit and for your protection and care, you lessen yourself. You are saying, I have no ability to take my God-given free will and stand responsibly. I have to act like an animal. And that is against the laws of nature. If you have a deformed child, a mentally retarded child, it is innocent. For it is much like the little kitten or the little puppy. It can only give you back what you give to it. And it will try to provide whatever it is it thinks you want. So in that instance, it cannot be gracious according to the laws of the creation to take advantage of that. So in all of the situations that I cannot find it balanced. I can find it a wholly, painfully unfulfilling predicament. Because the seeking for fulfillment is totally through the physical aspect, where you'll never find it. Many homosexuals come into not only healing, but sometimes cure. For they forgive themselves for that which they are punishing themselves for. When the partner becomes very ill, and they realize that the bond is the friendship and the love. For when a body is sick, it doesn't want to perform. And if the partner leaves you because you don't perform, there wasn't much there to start with. Because love is birthed of the soul. And with it comes loyalty, caring, nurturing, and in love it is giving. It is not performance, nor demand for performance. It is equal responsibility. And if there is some reason the other cannot perform, it does nothing to the love but strengthen it. your evil buddies love to get you drunk. So you can go home and fight with your wife and say, well, you just don't want to ever. You just have this headache. Well, how could she possibly want you? You are stinking drunk. About as appealing as a frog. And yet, the whole thing wouldn't come up if you confronted each other stone cold sober in love. It just wouldn't come up. It just wouldn't be an issue. If I want more and you're not giving me enough, and I want power, and it's all self, around self. And until you can move out of that physical selfness into that wondrous you-ness of the spiritualness, you're going to be locked over here. And it's not fair to this wondrous creation that you are. Now, I want all of you who take this out of the room to realize this is the kind of subversive activity that we go through all the time. This is the kind of activity that they want to shut us down for. But don't you see? The truth will destroy them. Because the truth will set man free. He will learn he does not have to perform to get what he's dying for. Love and respect for self. Peace. Peace that surpasses anything that can be known on physical plane. And you say, well, show me. If I could just go, you've been. You wouldn't be in this room if you had not. Because you sense such greater, higher understanding. And you want back there. And you want back there badly enough that you're willing to experience here again to fulfill the responsibility. That does not mean a karmic trick. Whatever that means. Karma is a burden that you will bear as long as you bear it. The minute you're through bearing it, you put it aside. So you're back. And you can't really get a grasp on your purpose. Well, let's see, it must be karma, so I better do this and I better do that. No. Quit copying out on karma. You're back to fulfill a mission. You've got brothers that are going to go down the tubes. A planet that is going to make a transition. And you want to be a part of the service. Maybe it has something to do with your past. Who cares? Doesn't matter what you do now. But if you didn't sense a purpose, you wouldn't be here. That's just flat all there is. You'd be out there throwing stones, denouncing the word of truth, without even knowing what we're doing in here. The CIA would call you subversive, and let's just kill them, incarcerate them. Anybody who dares to stand against us, somehow, we don't even know what they're doing or saying, but let's get rid of them. They're obviously damaging to us. Oh, yes, sir. Truth will destroy them. Truth is the only thing that will destroy them. And sometimes it takes patience. And sometimes it's very costly. But it will work. Our purpose is not to come and make anybody feel horrible for that which they have done. It's done. I can't undo it. But don't tell me I've changed and I won't ever do it again to think you're going to fool me. Number one, I have grown enough, you won't. But even if you could, it's not my business. That's something you have to take up. If you're trying to fool me, consider why you're doing it. Is it worth it? I wouldn't think so. We don't look like the Mossad in here. There's not a one in here, probably. Man, that's not so.